Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God. it will get gloom and doom or brutal cold out, and so they don't like Oregon saturated air. And if they're going to be around my area, yeah, it's Oregon saturated air, so I hope they fry. you know, they're in, everybody's in, the chimps are still in. In the Bible codes, they refer to them as grizzlies and bears. They look like chimps to me, you know, just tall chimps, I guess you could say. They're black, and so they're not, I don't know if they're the brown chewies that most people see, the brown Bigfoots. These I'm seeing are the black ones, and so always more evil when they're black, right? But there's a lot of different creatures, folks. I mean, there's a whole race. What is that? It's right off of Orion. Cyrus A. One of them, there's Cyrus A and Cyrus B. And one of them has those black grays. They look like grays. They're built like grays, but they're black in color. And I think a lot of people can confuse them with the insectoids, I think. These things are ghastly, and so they're all ugly, folks. And a couple different races and nations on Cyrus A and B, and so they're in, not them, but well, they're always around, but the chimps are still here. And so what I was saying about Christmas Day is if they didn't make their move, perhaps they were waiting for the big New Year's Eve surprise. You know, we go through this every year, folks. You could just repeat to last year and the year before and the year before. Because I always have these same dates to work with, you know, and they come and they go. Nothing happens. And so I'm not holding my breath this year either. And so actually I'm having more fun with it. Because it's just so, you know, repeat and repeat stuff. You get tired of it. Because like nothing ever happens in the wintertime, right? Except for the Nazi Holocaust, and that's what Cheney and Bush wanted. They wanted FEMA roundups in the wintertime. Cheney was salivating over it, you know. Him and Dumsfeld. Supposedly Dumsfeld has turned a leaf and he's trying to help Trump find missing trillions. I don't know. that would be missing in the naval budget somewhere. That tends to be where they hide stuff. And so, besides Hillary's big butt back pocket. And like I said, oh, that's getting fun. Because a lot of stories coming out on dozens of planes heading to Guantanamo. And, with some special guests arriving, allegedly with the big capital A, George Bush Sr. and Jr., the Podesta brothers, the Obamas, Michelle and Michael, Michelle, whatever, and Barry, and Hillary. Have not heard if Valerie Jarrett's with them or Huma Abedin. Mike Pence isn't, because I just saw him standing next to Trump with his little tax vote victory, and there's the snake standing right beside him. So obviously still some swamp draining that needs cleaned out. But we're getting there, and it's progress. And you know what? I'd like to take the big A off of that, allegedly, and see something in the mainstream about it. Because until it's in the mainstream, it hasn't happened. I mean, nobody knows anything for sure, right? I mean, truth tellers have been making videos for years. And the mainstream has denied everything, and they keep playing off everything. And when we finally control the narratives, then that's some real progress. And right now, you know, if they're all under indictment and sealed and getting shipped off to Guantanamo, But why are they still controlling the narratives on the mainstream media channels, you know? I want to see some truth on the channels. You know, China switched to gold-backed yuan on Christmas Day. I saw that on a video. I haven't seen that on TV. Has it been on TV? Has anybody heard it on TV? You know, I kind of get tired of the split reality. Talk about dual reality. Between what's on the internet and what's not on mainstream news. And so they're not going to play that game with me if they're supposed to be coming up with some global events and everything's with the big A alleged. And it's not going to cut it. It's not going to cut it. They got 3 days to make a move. These are big A alleged moves you're making. Those could be boxes of marshmallows on those planes headed to Guantanamo, for all we know. So, we want to see something major. That's just not going to cut it. And, you know, it's progress, if it's true. If it's true. I mean, I'm not going to cut Trump down in any kind of progress they're making on that side. I'm just saying we want to see something. See something concrete, grabbing hold of the media and pulling them up, pulling the people out of their heads buried in the sand. You know, that's especially nauseating when you have family members who are big fans of Hillary Clinton and you're like, what? What? Ugh, can't wait till that ends, you know. Not my family, just saying. Anyway, so hopefully the planes continue. At least the videos are entertaining, right? The Podesta's getting hauled off. And, you know, it would be a lot of fun if this stretched into Europe and we actually saw the royal family, their pedophile butts in chains heading to Guantanamo. Because, you know, Hillary and Bill have always been agents of the crown. They've always been the queen's butt kissers. They've always worked with her. And so that's the creme of the crop besides the Vatican is Buckingham Palace when it comes to child trafficking. It's always been the Vatican and Buckingham and then D.C. So that's your little trilateral commission right there. Obama spent $62,000 child trafficking for one party. Remember that where he said he spent $62,000 on Chicago hot dogs and it was just code for flying in boys, little boys from Chicago? So this thing about the UN in Chicago has gotten kind of silent. I don't like fake hype. I like the real stuff. Because they were trying to make it sound like the UN was rolling in the streets of Chicago. But if you listen to the news reports, then you kind of figured out the clickbait and the hype. Oh, every time we mention Chicago, we were cut off the air. Well, that's fine. But separate that from the fact that, you know, it wasn't literally taking place right at that time. You were just trying to talk about it. I hate clickbait. Now, they are there. They've got their vehicles there. You know, UN has got their vehicles everywhere. And so, when they roll out and start taking control of Chicago, then there's going to be a civil war. That would piss off everybody. You know, that would just anger the entire nation. And they've got a whole list of cities that they seem to think they're just going to take over and run wild in. And why hasn't Trump stood up to say something about it? Has he said anything? I haven't noticed. I haven't seen anything. Because their list, according to Dave Hodges, is Chicago, St. Louis, Cleveland, L.A., and New York. Cleveland kind of surprises me. Which, seriously, are you going to hype Cleveland up to be so ghastly that they need the UN there? I think so. Maybe Atlanta. I know about 60 people, allegedly, overdosing on heroin in Cleveland in the last couple days. I haven't heard anything about it except on the internet. And so, it is bad. There are some communities over by Cincinnati that are just getting wiped out by the opioid epidemic. And you know, it wasn't even bad in Ohio until, and don't shoot me for saying it, until the pipeliners came in. You know, you got the oil frackers coming in, and then when the pipe layers came in, is when all the opioids came in, seems like. The whole heroin epidemic just reached massive proportions, and they were coming over from West Virginia. And West Virginia's had a huge problem with heroin. So no surprise that when all these workers from West Virginia came into Ohio, they brought the drugs with them. Because that's when it started getting bad here. Just saying it like I see it, folks. So, anyway, Gems are still in the air. Ashtar is here. I don't know if they're going to make a move on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. They're already throwing feelers out about this North Korea war distraction. Give me a break, folks. Let us revel in the fact that there's planes allegedly taking politicians to Guantanamo. Don't distract us with this North Korea stuff yet. That's not even a valid point. They wouldn't even start a war until March. Because March is the war month. And we all know this by now. And so spare us the January hype because you want distractions away from Guantanamo. And let us celebrate and kind of be amused and entertained on the bask in the Guantanamo stuff. Because we've been waiting a long time for this, especially with the thoughts of maybe Obama's on one of those planes. Him and Michelle. Boy, which cell do they put her? Do they put her with the men or with the women? Maybe they'll just have one of those co-ed things. They put them all. Of course, the guys probably wouldn't want Hillary in with them. That would be some serious torture, making all these guys put up with Hillary. Because you think about it, how many women are there? I think Hillary would be the first woman there. I don't know that there's women. Are there women there? At Guantanamo? Yeah. She might christen it with her presence. Who knows? But the roundups are going on. The whole thing that bothers me is there's other stuff going on that Trump's not saying a word about. The smart fires in California? Hello. Shouldn't the White House be on top of these criminal firebombs in California against the people of America? Don't tell us these are forest fires. Nobody buys it. Nobody believes it. A forest fire burns trees, not skips over trees and goes directly to houses. These are smart fires. These are intelligently designed, weaponized fires to burn houses to the ground and melt steel and glass. That's how hot they are. Meanwhile, trees are left standing. Now, why isn't anything being said about this? Why isn't something... Is Jerry Brown just going to destroy the entire state of California and nobody's going to say anything about it? Nobody's going to do anything about it? Is the White House the ones behind smart fires? Is that why they're not saying anything? Is there a reason for this? Dead silence on the whole thing. And you know it's a criminal act. It's a military act. Doing it, it's a war against the people. That's an act of war. And when they decide they're tired of California and they start going into and into other states, then what? Are we going to hear something then? So that's something to keep an eye on. You know, I was watching this video earlier. There was this guy going through the streets of L.A. and he was showing all these new high-rise buildings going up. Just everywhere in L.A., the city itself, just these massive stack and pack high-rises. And when you look at it, the first thing you think is China. They're going to turn L.A. into Shanghai. Because that's how they live over there, and they're duplicating it over here. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if some of these places they've been burning down, all of a sudden all these high-rises go up. Then you know it's going to be another Hong Kong. They're saying, oh, it's for the illegals. There ain't that many illegals. It's got to be a little Hong Kong. Y'all don't get Jerry Brown out of there. That's exactly what it's going to be. Why is it that these people are so arrogant, these governors in these states, that they think they can just do what they want? They can call in the U.N. Trump ought to drop a bomb on the civil court, on the civil building in Chicago where Rahm is. He ought to just drop a bomb on it. And all these sanctuary city governors who think they can do their own thing with their states, withdraw funding completely from those states. Some of these governors just have to go because they're old Obama bums. They're libtard bums. They're never going to change their spots. Because they're not human. You need to just bomb them. Get them on the planes to Guantanamo. Rahm Emanuel should definitely be on it. Look at the child trafficking and the organ trafficking he's been protecting and running in Chicago since he went there. Back in Obama's time. You know, they try to hide all these murders in Chicago and blame it on gang violence when it's the gangs being paid to murder other blacks so that their bodies can be organ harvested. I mean, it's a huge business there. You know that's what's going on. All these thousands of people disappearing in Chicago. It's not all turf wars and gang wars. There's no way. Especially when Israel's got its hands involved with the organ processing there. A lot of stuff's going to come out about a lot of ghastly things going on. But one thing at a time, right? I get impatient. I know. I know. Just wait. Just wait. I want to see Mike Pence in Guantanamo next to Podesta. You know, I'm going to put together a tribute to Tory and pull out some of the stuff he spent a year exposing about Indiana before they killed him to shut him up. How deep that swamp is in Indiana. The Attorney General, what was his name, Greg Zeller? And the Indiana Highway Police and the State Police and the governor, who was Mike Pence at the time, and the congressmen and senators from there. Indiana was a huge, huge child trafficking sinkhole. There was a base underneath Indianapolis Airport, and they used to bring the children in there, and they used to rape and kill them. Huge sinkhole. And you know what you get for protecting that kind of a racket? You get promoted as Vice President of the United States. Well, you know what? That kind of regime is over now. And these people need, their feet need to be brought to the carpet and held accountable. No more rewards for being scumbags. Joe Biden should be next to Bill Clinton on the plane to Guantanamo. Look how creep he is. He's been abusing pubescent girls, prepubescent, yeah, you know what I'm saying, 10 to 12 year old girls for years. That's been his favorite. There was a story they had to cancel a Christmas party because the congressman didn't want them near their kids. That's how bad it is and blatant he is. Creepy Joe Biden. Can't wait to see some of these people just out of our hair, no longer hurting children. There was a ring that the United Nations was running in Miami. There was a facility in Miami, and they were moving kids from Miami to Seattle. And Hillary was part of that one. Hillary knows about everything. But, yeah, it was being run by the UN, and it was based out of Miami. That needs to be swamp drained. I'm going to get a list of all the my labs. I don't want to hear about what a great, great big boy General Mattis is until he starts draining the swamp run by the Pentagon. Then we'll see what a great guy he is. But it's been the Pentagon that has protected and run this racket for so long. That's why everybody felt invincible. When you got the White House behind it and Congress behind it and the Pentagon flying the kids in. Huge swamp, folks. Huge. How would you like to see an Air Force C-130 that carries about 400 kids? A couple of those every week coming in and dispersed around the country so these Satanists can rape and kill them. But that's what's been going on for years. Yeah, we'll see how good these generals are that Trump has around them when those rackets get shut down. NORTHCOM, AFRICOM, SOUTHCOM. Even under the Pentagon. There's a my lab underneath the Pentagon. There's a my lab underneath Arlington Cemetery. My labs are where they take the children. Underground bases. Huge rooms. They set them up. They set these tables up. They look like tables, but what they actually are is they look like those gurneys in hospitals. And they just put them in rows. And then these military people and these
90 seconds.
They grab who they want, take them and rape them and kill them. It's disgusting. Anyway, folks, I'm already out of time. So we'll wait and see what happens on New Year's Eve. New Year's Day, I'll have a show Monday night. I don't know if I'll do it. It's going to be New Year's Day. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe if I see some fireworks in the air, some real ones, I'll do a show. Anyway, folks,
60 seconds.
Don't forget to support this ministry. Go to SherryShriner.com. Click on the donut page. The donut page. Donate page. Till next week, everybody. God bless.